C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlio mio, putterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te rogna, piscia, olo, i te va, i te viene sempre baccalare dal mare bene. Se ci picchia, bande, se è baccalare, figlio mio.
Baccala. Oh mama. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Trends This Week. Woo! Boy, you know, I just started last week coming back on PRN. And what was going on last week? Well, if you were tuned in, you know. I was talking about the equity markets. Bye-bye. Yep. And we had long forecast this. And it's getting worse. I got to be proper. Worse. Yep. You're down today after a big up yesterday. Up over 500 points yesterday. But what happened was, if you follow this market moving, didn't do so great over there in Asia. Yeah, they were up a little bit, but that Shanghai keeps heading lower. Yeah, it was a flat, but the Shanghai index, this is very important, is down over 27% since January 18th, 2018. That's a big drop. Could you imagine if the Dow was down 27% since January? It'd be freak out time, man. And we're talking about China. We're not talking about Peru over here. We're talking about the largest, or the second largest, economy in the world. And it didn't respond well to yesterday's soaring Dow. And then you take a look over there in Europe. Market's down. They didn't pop back up. And now the Dow, after opening down 150 points this morning, it's down 270 points, over 1% down. This is serious. We don't give financial advice. I'm a trend forecaster. And those of you who subscribe to the Trends Journal and get our trend alerts and watch our Trends in the News broadcasts, this comes as no surprise to you at all. While they've been BSing on the media over the last several months about trade wars and tariffs, that has nothing to do with it. These trade wars, they're gonna make a deal. The United States has these huge trade deficits with China and Mexico. Of course they're going to renegotiate. It's only business. You got to watch interest rates. The country can't take higher interest rates. It's as simple as that. And the markets can't either. And the markets are the key, because these equity markets have only been driven up by record low interest rates, and only in the interest of the biggest of the biggest, the richest of the richest. They're the ones that profit from this, not the rest of us. And that's why you have the wealth that's been created since 2009 has gone to the 91%. 95% of the wealth has gone to the 1%. So they need cheap money to keep their Ponzi scheme going. And you're seeing it with the stock buybacks. It's where the tax cuts went that Trump gave them. 82% of the tax cuts went to the 1%, according to the Tax Policy Center. And you're seeing stock buybacks are going to hit $1 trillion this year. And we knew this. We wrote about it because that's what happened when Bush did it back in 2005. It doesn't go into capital improvements or raising wages. It goes into stock buybacks. So going back with rising interest rates, that's what freak out time. That's why you're seeing Trump go nuts about this stuff and calling out the Fed, saying they're going loco. They've gone crazy because he's in the real estate business. And he knows what higher rates do to the real estate market. What do they do to the real estate market? Well, home sales goes down. That's right. And that's exactly what you're seeing. They can't take it. You're looking now at numbers that are showing weakness. You see it with retail sales. They barely edged up in September. And anybody in the restaurant and bar business knows the deal. Because spending at restaurants and bars was the lowest in nearly 2 years. And it's the same thing. You're looking at new home sales. Not doing so great. Down. New mortgage applications. Down. Why? Simple. Interest rates are going up. And that's the fact. They can't take higher interest rates. And it's around the world, because the stronger the interest rates go, the stronger the dollar becomes, and the lower their currencies fall. And you have, just in the Chinese economy, they just came out with $6 trillion of local government debt that they're not even talking about. How are they going to pay that back? Oh, that yuan, you know, their currency? Ain't doing so good, is it? No, it's down. It's down along with one after another. Take a look over there in India. Huge economy. What's going on there? Well, their rupee is down all-time low against the dollar. Oil prices going up. Well, they're down today, but they're way up. And 80% of the energy in India is imported. And what do you pay for it with? Petrodollars. Dollars, that's right. So their currency is down. And they're in trouble. Their economy is slowing. They got to pay for more for all their imports. And this is going on globally. The Australian housing market, it's in a slump as well. And they're keeping interest rates really, really low. But you have a household debt to income levels there, because they took on all this debt to buy homes at almost 200. That's right. 200% household debt compared to income. You take a look at one sector after another. It's not good news. They're going down and going lower. Weekly mortgage applications tanked 7.1% as interest rates surged to near an 8-year high. You got it? So what's going to happen if interest rates go up even more? You're seeing interest rates now near an 8-year high and weekly mortgage applications tanking 7.1%. Oh, this is today's news. Applications to refinance a home loan, which of course are highly sensitive to rate hikes, are 33.5% lower than a year ago. It's one lousy piece of data after another. The facts are here. This is why Trump is going berserk on this, because he knows what's going on. So whether it's Australia or whether it's the U.S., you're seeing what's happening. So this sell-off that we're seeing, it's not over. It's not over. We believe when this thing crashes, it's going to be worse than anything that anyone has seen, except those that were alive and remember the crash of 1929. This is global. It's big. And there's no way out. I mentioned Australia. They still have record low interest rates. So how are they going to make them lower? In the United States, oh, they raised interest rates, you know, several times. Oh, yeah? What are they at? The overnight fund rate? Between 2 and 2.25? What's that? Accounting for inflation? Remember, we're going back to 2008 here. 2009. They're negative when you account for inflation. How low can they go? How are they going to get the dough to boost the markets? Where is it going to come from? And again, Trump is freaking out. Because, you know, to me, all Trump is about is Trump. And I'm a political atheist. I don't like any of these people. I don't vote. I don't believe in political parties. Political parties. What a joke. Disgusting parties. Murderers and thieves, by their deeds you shall know them. And all you got to do is open your mind, open your eyes, and open your ears, and you can watch, hear the murder that the parties have committed around the world, destroying nation after nation, murdering millions after millions, and taking your money to do it with trillions and trillions. Anyway, going back to Trump, here's the deal. The Fed's gone crazy. It's the biggest threat. Going loco. Trump has the power to fire the Fed chair, just like he hired him. But here's the deal. And I've been there as the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate as a young man, and being in that political sphere, here's the deal. You gotta suck your way up to get your way up. These are a bunch of suck-ups. All these people play the game, man. They're not their own person. They do what they're told. They bow down and suck up. So, going back to Powell, the Fed chair, and pressure from Trump, he may put pressure on them so they don't raise rates as aggressively as they're saying, which is one more time in December and at least three more times next year, 2019. What will that mean? Well, we'll keep the Ponzi scheme going just a little bit longer. Yep. But again, it's global. It's bigger than the United States. I mentioned, for example, the Shanghai Index having fallen nearly 30% since January. And when you really look at the picture here, it's down over 50% from its 2014 high. From car sales, manufacturing, infrastructure investment, to foreign investment, all key indicators are trending sharply downward. This is China. Broken China at that. There's no way of saving this. It's one big Ponzi scheme. Again, only the rich have gotten richer. So what do? We do not give financial advice. However, we are trend forecasters. And our forecast is this. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan, man. Whew, you better be ready. What do you mean, guns? I don't believe in owning guns. That's fine. When people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And anybody that wants gun control, let's start at the top. Because after all, folks, you remember, we don't hear folks anymore. Remember Obama, folks? He was always folksing us. Folks, folks. Yeah, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. The murderer, I'm really good at killing people, Obama. Was quoted as that, saying that in the book Double Down, as he sent out those instructions to go kill people by drone strikes, over 4,000 innocents, as reported. Anyway, folks, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. I talk about guns because if you want to stop murder, let's stop at the top, man. Yeah, we got the biggest defense budget in the world. Next several nations combined just about equal us. You want to stop murder? Let's stop at the top. And I don't want to hear one word from you as to why I should give up my gun when the chief murderers have them. And after you stop at the top, work your way down, man. And then go to the police. Yeah, look at the way these guys and girls are armed. To blow you away in a million pieces. Oh, I can't talk about that anymore because maybe they'll ban me on Facebook like they banned all of those sites that show police brutality over the last week. Only about 800 sites, but that's not the news. We won't talk about that. Again, what do you do in this case? Again, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. You know, I'm a man of peace. I launched Occupy Peace, but I'm not a pacifist. If you attack me or try to attack me, I attack the attacker. Remember, Gary Null was a featured speaker at the launch of Occupy Peace in 2015 on the most historic corners in America, right here in Colonial Kingston. Occupy Peace, because we're going to need it. When all else fails, they take you to war. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. It's a new world. Generals are always fighting the last war. Look what's going on in the Middle East with that clown prince. And I've been calling him that a long time. Yeah, you know, the Saudis, our wonderful allies. You want to talk about a radical group of cats, man. Woof! Hey, only beheaded 150 this year. We got some catching up to do. Beheading people. Oh, they gave women the right to drive, and you could see a movie now. Oh, wow, that's progress. Look what they've done to Yemen. That doesn't make the news. That this journalist was killed, that's the news. That the worst humanitarian crisis on earth, according to the UN, is in Yemen, doesn't make the news. Oh, but look what they did. They may have killed that guy in the consulate in Istanbul. Istanbul, Constantinople. Yep. That's the news. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Gold's hovering around $1,230. Again, subscribers to the Trends Journal, their trend alerts and trends in the news broadcasts know that for the better part of the year, I've been calling the bottom of gold $1,200, a forecaster, not an advisor. It went around as low as 1185. That's like 1200, you know, $15. And a $1,200 move is nothing. So we think it's at the bottom. And a getaway plan, what will happen if the people in the countries that the United States is murdering and supporting the murderers who murder them retaliate? What if there's a, all of a sudden there's an explosion at a nuclear power plant? How will the folks react to that one, huh? You'll see chaos you've never seen in your life and wish you never saw. It's the new world order of war, brought to you by the psychopaths and sociopaths that people love to vote for, called presidents, prime ministers, and chancellors. Yep. Again, when I was a kid, there was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was the greatest show on earth. They went out of business. They couldn't compete. They couldn't compete with the greatest freak show on earth. Check it out. You got the presidential reality show right in front of you. And look at the freaks before them. Hey, you want to see the tattooed lady? Yeah, you don't have to go into the big top. Nope. Just walk out into the street. You want to see the fat man? Yeah, you say that pigs can't fly, huh? Yeah, go to the airport. It's the greatest freak show on earth. And it's getting worse. And worse. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Again, The Dow should be up sharply today after yesterday's move of over 500 points. The Asian markets, the Nikkei was up a bit, over 1%. The Hang Seng in Shanghai were flat. Yeah, the Aussie market was up a little bit. They should have been soaring. The European market should be up, not down. This is serious. And as we say, it's going to get worse. We do not, again, give financial advice. But what we are saying is that nothing on our end, only speaking for ourselves, no investment strategies are going to be made between now and March. To us, that's the time to wait. You can see what's going to happen. We don't believe this is a good time to act. It's a time to wait, watch, and listen, and learn. Learn what's going on around the world. And stop, of course, I shouldn't tell you this because you already don't. You would be tuned into PRN. Don't listen to any of that garbage from the mainstream media. Again, look how the fury over that Khashoggi murder. While, according to the United Nations, we're looking at a level of famine and starvation. About 8.5 million Yemenis. They're on the brink of a famine. And not a peep by the prostitutes in the mainstream news. Not a peep. And they call the Saudis America's principal ally in the Arab world. I mentioned to you about when all else fails, they take you to war. The war we're concerned about is with Iran and what's going on with Israel. You know, Netanyahu's wife has been brought up on charges, fraud, some type of charge. Will they get the people's mind off what's going on by more slaughter in Gaza? What will happen? It's going to get worse. The Saudis are in trouble. The war in Syria, they don't want to come to an end. Israel said they refuse to let Iran stay there. So, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. And we're going to get away for a little bit now. We'll be back in about a couple of minutes. And remember, read history before it happens. Consider the Trends Journal. We'll be right back.
Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand.
listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
The Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial, free, and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media. So Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
Hi, this is John Lobel. You can hear my show Visionaries at 10 a.m. on Mondays on PRN. And guess what? PRN now has its own app. So you've always been able to listen to our shows by going to your web browser and putting in prn.fm, and then you can listen to the current show that's on air. But you can now download onto your smartphone, Android and iPhone, our PRN browser. Search for it in your app store, and you can listen live to whatever's on at the moment. So download now our PRN.fm app.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
He will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour and the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Oh, mama.
Got that cannoli in his hand, huh? Oh, wheat. Yep, a cannoli. There's still some good cannolis out there, but it's hard to get good ricotta, boy, I'll tell you. Not like it used to be. Anyway, so in listening to that PRN promotion, how important it is to tune into Progressive Radio Network. And again, you know, I took a little break away from doing the weekly show. And I'm back because of one reason, and that's Gary Null. This is a man that dedicates his life to truth, health, love, and beauty. And he really gives it, boy. Brilliant man that keeps pushing forward against all odds, as we do, and does everything he can to not only inform the people and give the people products and services that could help them, but to encourage them to do what they can do to change the direction of where we're heading. And I am so sick and tired of talking to people. Man, what am I going to do? Oh, you know, the children today, they're so smart. And we have to look to them to make, you know, like I was a kid too. You know, and it wasn't like I grew up, you know, in a box. I mean, I was out there. You're a kid. You only know so much. It's up to the people that have been around to know the deal, to deal the cards. But people are just giving excuses as to why they're not doing anything. If Trump can, if Obama can, if little Georgie Bush can, if slick Willie Clinton can, if nobody Cameron in the UK can, if that little cazzone Macrone over there in France can, and May can in the UK, Maybe you can. Unless you think they're better than you are. And I would say, let's call it even. And that's only out of respect of not being arrogant. Because, I mean, I pull my stuff in my life. But unlike all those other names I mentioned, I never ordered the murder of people as Clinton has, and Bush's have, and Obama has. Trump has. Oh, you remember the missiles, folks, that he sent into Syria based on the lies of no facts that Syria used chemical weapons? All these people should be brought up on war crime tribunals for the dirty deeds. Anyway, that's why I'm on PRN. I know it can change. And the opportunity's never been better than now because the clarity of this being a presidential reality show has never been more obvious. You imagine Eisenhower talking with Kanye West like Trump did. How low can you go? Presidential reality show and one bad rap, man. Yep. So, what else is going on? Well, beyond the markets, that censorship is really big. It's a new Cold War. And the Democrats are really pushing it, boy. Yep. Especially that Senator Mark Warren and a Congressman Adam Schiff. I don't know if they spell that Schiff right. It looks like it's missing a couple of T's. And these are the guys that started the whole Russian meddling thing and why we have to be censored. Oh, they're Democrats. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Democrats. Murderers. Thieves. This is big. Because what we're going to have another controlled network, just like the one that we have, and that's why you're listening to Progressive Radio Network, because you know when you tune into ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and all the rest, all you're getting is the corporate message. And now you have the monopolies monopolizing the internet. Google and their YouTube and all the other ones they own, along with Facebook and all that they own. You know, they used to have that saying in the Bible, the meek shall inherit the earth. They got it wrong. They didn't spell it right. The geeks have inherited the earth. It's a geek freak show, man. Remember when the clown prince was here? And how all the media pumped him up. And he met with all the geeksters. Yep. Founders of Google, the big Microsoft and Apple folks, and the Bloombergs, yep, and the icebergs. How they pumped up the clown prince. And now you're hearing Trump say, well, you know, if we stop selling them weapons, it's going to hurt Boeing and Lockheed and all the other people. Great, huh? Morality? Psh. No morality. Money. And murder. Murder in the first degree. So, of course, if you have any questions, Feel free to call me. You got that PRN number to call? I'm at it. So, what you want to do is call 888-874-4888. And if you have any questions, of course, I'll be happy to do my best to answer them. You know, I feel as though I am one of the most fortunate men in the world. I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx. And that made me born to be free. Yep. Of course, had great parents. When I say, you know, the side, I only consider myself who I am from where I came from. And I couldn't hold a candle to the older cats, man. Aunts and uncles and parents. Oh, terrific. And that's, you know, and really comes back to PRN in the sense that they have these stations so you're having the ability to think free. And my father, may his soul rest in peace. You know, you get in a fight with your father, you know, and he'd yell at me and he'd say, a little SOP. He said, what do you think? I'm telling you all this information because I want you to be like me? He said, I want you to be yourself. And anytime I repeat everything that the media was saying or anybody else, he'd give me a dirty look. And in Italian, he'd say to me, Pappagallo, parrot. Stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And that's what PRN is, and that's what the Trends Journal is. It's think for yourself. We have the facts and the information and make the forecast, but it's up to you to decide where to go with it and what to do with it. Think for yourself. Born to be free. Hey, Habu from Wisconsin. How are you?
Well, hello, Mr. Salente. Good to have you back on the airwaves here.
Thank you.
You know, I have 2 points, and I'll be very quick. One is about China, and I'm not as well-versed in the minutiae, and of course, it's all in the details about China as you are, but I believe, really, when you look at China's, I don't know what word to use, but real economy, I'm not talking about all these, you know, moving of financial products and all that. If you keep that aside, I think China's economy is a giant compared to ours. You know how the Nike thing goes, right? They make them there for $2 or $5, so China's GDP is marked as $2 or $3 per pair of shoes. They bring it here, put it in a box, and mark it up to $100. So then our GDP becomes $100. You see, so all these kinds of little tricks is what has inflated our GDP. But really, I believe that China is much bigger, and it's all over the world. And so I think I know you have some consternation about its its stock market, or you know where its yuan is. I think they keep the yuan relatively lower than it needs to be. But anyway, they can absorb bigger shocks than the United States can. I think that's one. And I have a second point. I'll let you comment, please.
Yeah, the on their yuan, their currency. No, they're not pushing it down purposely because they. As you mentioned, the size of their economy, and I agree with you, by the way, the size of their economy, actually one of our top trends for 2018 was follow the Yellow Silk Road, their new road and bridge initiative. The business of China is business. The business of America is war. Before they came into the World Trade Organization, in 2000, 5% of their country was middle class. Today, 35%. 35% of 1.3 billion people, they have more middle class than America has in a country, in a, as a whole, plus another 100 million. But going on their economy, they have a debt-to-GDP ratio of over $30 trillion. And their economy has been falsely boosted by the government with all the infrastructure spending, and they have no way of paying this back. They've created their own bubble. Over the long term, I agree with you. China is going to be, and probably already is, the world's major economy in many ways. The 20th century was the American century. The way things are going now, with America's love for war, and again, all of you people listening that want to do something different and bring peace, consider going to OccupyPeace.com and putting your money where your heart is to support us so we can change the direction and build a nation on an economy and not a war economy. Unless that changes, China will be at the top. And one more thing, the housing market. There are riots going on in China. What's happened is people are paying, have paid top dollar or top yuan for where they're living. And now there's an oversupply. And the developers are lowering the prices. As the developers lower the prices, people are in mass smashing their retail windows at these places and complaining that they're lowering the price. Now, China has a big problem. What's the second question?
Oh, you know, I don't want to take your time, but I'll just add to just have a tail end to what you said. You know, I truly believe that people in China feel very free to express themselves, even though it is a there's such a big kind of you know, this big brother kind of government. But yet, more than any other country, including the United States, Chinese people express themselves and to let Beijing know what's going on and how they feel about it. No such thing here.
Well, you're correct in that. They used to have a report each year that used to come out about the number of protests and riots going on throughout China. And it were like 30,000 a year. But of course, you don't hear that anymore. But on the censorship level, the United States, you know, China has us beat by a little bit. And now, of course, we have Google over there allegedly helping them to tighten up their censorship position, as they're doing here in the United States. And so in some ways, but you look what they're doing to the Uyghurs and the concentration camps they're building for them in many ways in their western province. And it's not a very pretty picture. So, yes, and so the people do rebel more, but the government control is, it's like in America. I mean, you can't, I mean, look at the protests, what happened in Washington when at the inauguration of Trump, and how all those people were thrown into jail and beaten and pepper sprayed and by the cops. I mean, you know, so it's pretty militaristic state here too. Thank you, Habu, for calling in. Good to hear your voice again and for your wonderful questions. So, you know, again, you know, it's the world economy is slowing down. And again, China is one of the biggest importers of product, and they don't want their yuan to be too low because it costs more to buy things. And I mentioned oil prices. You know, oil prices have gone up sharply this year, and China is the world's largest, greatest importer of energy, of oil. And again, it's in petrodollars. And there's talk about China and Russia and Iran and Venezuela and other nations, rather than trading in dollars, to trade in their own currencies. But when you look at the Forex, the foreign exchange markets, the dollar is by far the dominant exchange currency. Could that change? Of course it will, and it can. Just like it changed in the UK after World War I, because of the sun never sets on the British Empire, because we're a bunch of sick SOBs with arrogant attitudes who always talk properly, that love to go around the world and murder people so we could steal what they have, and we'll call it colonization. Yeah. So they colonized themselves right out of the top, and their pound went way down, and the dollar came up. You can still see the same thing happening with the United States. But we're even dumber than the English, because when the English were colonizing, they were raping the countries of all of their resources, as were the French and the Germans and the Belgians and the Italians and the Dutch. Colonization. What a whitewash word for thievery and murder. Colonization. What a disgusting word. You know why they need to give us this word? To me, the public, we should do away with the public education system. It's nothing more than a mass brainwashing institution. If it was worth a penny, you'd think we'd be in the problems that we have now. I say public education only for the poor. And anybody else that has the means and you have children, there's enough out there for you to educate them. You don't need some little jerk that goes and passes a test, a state test. I'm a teacher and I could teach you to teach your kids. You want to have them, teach them. And I'm also sick and tired of paying these damn school taxes. Holy cow. I never had children. I'll pay some taxes. I want to pay taxes to the people that can't afford to have their children taught. But if you want to have kids, you should be paying more than me. That's your trip, man. Ain't mine. I don't want to pay for it. And don't give me that garbage. Oh, that when I'll get old, your children will be there to take care. Yeah, I can't curse on this station. But there's a word that we say in Italian, and I won't say it now. It's brainwashing, colonization. The education system is nothing more than a mass brainwashing institution to keep you in line. As I said, I consider myself one of the most fortunate men in the world, a Napolitano born in the Bronx. And I, at 4.5 years old, ran away from kindergarten and a PS-76 and crossed the Boston Post Road, which in those days was the major artery between New York and Boston, not to go to kindergarten. I'm hanging out with my mother, may her soul rest in peace, her friends, Aunt Cookie, a German woman, married Frank Allegro. Oh, beautiful woman she was. I'm going out with them, going to ladies' lunches. I was the youngest of five, going shopping with them. Anytime I was tired, I'd take a nap, having the time of my life. First day in kindergarten, time to take a nap. Time to take a nap. All the little kids obediently lay on the floor on these little things, with their hands tucked neatly under their ears. And the teacher scolds me, excuse me, tells me to take a nap. I lay down on the floor. The next day, Miss Rose, time to take a nap. And I played the game. I laid down on the floor. When she turned around, I got up and ran out of the school. My second day there, I knew the route, because I was taken there by my four older brothers and sisters. And rather than sending me back there because they knew they couldn't control me, they didn't send me to kindergarten. I hated every day of school, every day of it. And with the internet, one of our top trends is interactive you. You don't need to go to school to learn. You can learn from the best. The new world order of education. Develop the person in the way that they should be developed for what they are and who they should be. Rather than getting general education, yes, general. What a stupid damn system that we all have to learn the same crap even though our minds aren't geared for it. You got to learn algebra. You got to learn. Well, I got to learn biology. I got to learn chemistry. What for? For the morons. That's what it's for. Anyway, on a high note, PRN, Progressive Radio Network, frees your mind and frees your body and frees your soul. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week, same time, same place. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, putterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ullo, io te va, io te viene sempre a baccalare del mare bene.